I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. Today's a 5-minute Friday and it's a little bit late. It's 7 o'clock. I normally do them in the morning, so you've got them to listen to on your way to work because I'm always thinking of you. But I couldn't do it today because Kat, my fiance, was ill and in bed, and I didn't want to be talking storytelling nonsense into her ears as she's trying to sleep. I don't want to be giving her nightmares or nothing. And I couldn't do it in the kitchen because my flatmates were busy getting ready for work. Like, weren't even thinking of me, getting in the way and whatnot. I'm actually thinking, I can't wait till we find our own place where I can have my own podcasting room, which I'll probably refer to as the pod, because then I can say to Kat, I'm busy. I'll be in the pod. Turkey dinosaurs, please. Do you know what I mean? It's just going to be a lot better to have my own little space for this nonsense that I do. Okay, so 5-minute Friday. So today I'm going to talk about that big old pile of rocks you got carrying behind your back. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time. A lot of people are always giving you the advice or telling you that it's all about finding your unique voice, your USP, as it were, as a storyteller. And the way I think about that, I feel like it's almost like you've got this big old pile of rocks that you're carrying behind your back. And over time, the more stories you tell, the more books you write, screenplays you write, the more sort of films you make and everything, the more you chip away and chisel and sculpt those big old pile of rocks into something that resembles more of you. And it becomes more lightweight and you get a much clearer idea of who you are and what it is that you do, your voice. So I guess that the reason this sort of came to my mind, I got a Facebook message today, from a guy called Gabe, who I know from Canada. I don't actually know how I know him. I think he saw a film or something. I don't know. He messaged me and he said, he was on the internet browsing around doing his own thing, and he went on dig.com, which is a website, check it out, and he looked at the short film that was on there, and he got about a minute into the short film, and he thought, oh, this film reminded him of something. It had a certain flavor to it, and he thought it sounded and it felt like a Luke Condor film. And then he looked at the credits, and then it was a Luke Condor film. It was one of my films that he'd seen. It's crazy to me that he watched, out of anyone on the internet, he could think, this reminds him of. He watched a minute of a film and went, this is a bit of a Luke Condor sort of thing. And then it was a Luke Condor sort of thing. It was Living Over Chairs, which is a short film I wrote a while back. It's online. I'll put it in the show notes. But the only reason I think that's possible is because of this sort of pile of rocks that I'm slowly shaping into something that is purely me. I really want it to get to the point where you can read a book of mine, you can watch a film of mine. I'm sure you can even listen to a podcast of mine and you can tell straight away. I want you to be able to tell, this smells very Luke Condor. It's got the whiff of Condor to it. And I've always felt like I've got this big pile of rocks behind me that initially was just a big mountain, a big nonsense mountain. And over the years of writing making up my own comic book ideas. A lot of stuff that you no one has ever seen. I've been writing for a long time. My very first screenplay idea, which was a terrible screenplay, and sort of all these things I've made, I feel like I've just been chipping away. I've been sculpting this thing, and now when I think about it, this thing that's behind me all the time, I feel like it's starting to take shape. I'll say that much. It's starting to take shape. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I want you to think about how you can chisel away at your big old pile of rocks faster, how you can sculpt your voice quicker and more efficiently. And the only way I know to do it is to get through a big pile of work as soon as possible. Get through as much work, get through a mountain of work, and you'll find that little sculpture somewhere hiding in that mountain. Cool. So NaNoWriMo, we're getting through it. 15,000 words today. Give me a shout if you're doing it. Tweet me at Luke of Condor. Go to the website, lukecondor.com. Facebook me, I'm on that as well. Google me, you know, tickle me, think of me, love me. I'll speak to you on Monday. All right, cheers, bye. Give me a kiss. Love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.